Today, more debt on the cards and blood on the tracks. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. ASIC released a report today into credit card lending in Australia. They reviewed 21.4 million credit card accounts opened between July 2012 and June 2017. There were 14 million open credit card accounts, an increase of over 300,000 since 2012. Outstanding balances on cards were almost $45 billion, of which around two-thirds, or about $31.7 billion, were incurring interest charges. These revolving balances have fallen a little in recent years, but many are still paying interest on their debts and at very high interest rates. In addition, consumers are charged approximately $1.5 billion in fees in 2016-17, including annual fees, late payment fees, and other amounts for credit card use. Around 62% of consumers had only one credit card between 2012 and 2017. Consumers with multiple cards generally had two cards. Fewer than 5% of consumers had five or more credit cards between 2012 and 2017. They said that while credit cards offer flexibility, they can present a debt trap for more than one in six consumers. In June 2017, there were almost 550,000 people in arrears and an additional 930,000 with persistent debt, and an additional 435,000 people repeatedly repaying small amounts. That's 18.5% of consumers who are struggling with credit card debt. In addition, consumers are also being provided with credit cards that don't meet their needs. For instance, many consumers carry balances over time on high interest rate products when lower rate products would save the money. ASIC estimated that these consumers could have saved approximately $621 million in interest in a year if they had carried their balance on a card with a lower interest rate. More lenders are happy to let this continue, and only a handful of credit providers take proactive steps to address persistent debt, low repayments, or poorly suited products. ASIC identified a number of failures by lenders to act in the interests of consumers and commenced consulting on a new requirement that will strengthen responsible lending practices for credit cards. So, more pressure on the banks in terms of culture and practice. ASIC also looked at balance transfers and their effect on debt outcomes. Their data shows that while many consumers reduce their credit card debt during the promotional period of transfer to a new card, a concerning number of consumers increase their debt. Over 30% of consumers increase their debt by 10% or more after transferring a balance. And ASIC found that rules introduced in 2012 that require lenders to apply repayments against amounts accruing the highest interest rate first have helped reduce the interest charge on credit card debt. However, four lenders, Citi, Latitude, American Express, and Macquarie, have retained old rules for grandfathered credit cards opened before June 2012. And ASIC estimates that almost 525,000 consumers have paid more interest as a result. ASIC found that while these four credit providers were not breaking the law, they are charging their long-standing customers more interest than they should have been, and their conduct is out of step with the rest of the industry. In anticipation of a new banking code of practice from 2019, Citi and Macquarie will no longer retain the older repayment allocation methodology for grandfather credit cards. American Express have also indicated that it will make this change in 2019. Latitude, they say, is considering its position. So in summary, The card sector is another example where consumers are potentially being exposed to products which do not meet their needs, are paying too much, and in some cases, responsible lending practices are not being followed. Does that sound familiar? This again highlights the need for banks to get their practices sorted and to stop driving to maximise profit at the expense of their customers. It also underscores the need for households to take time to look at their finances and to consider if there are better alternatives. Actually, switching lenders is really not that bad, but many just stay with what they know despite getting milked. One more nail in the coffin of current banking practice, and good on ASIC for highlighting this sector of the market. Once again, lenders have been found wanting. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.